Spoken version of this Share Maestro market report. Full article. Southern Copper's 17% week lands just below tie as copper breadth turns unusually strong. SCCO closed at $216.02, only 0.5% below its 52-week high, with an active trend signal and strong peer standing. The caveat is participation. Volume was only 1.1 times the 13-week average and activity pressure remains modest. Research brief. Southern Copper gained 17.0% in the week ended 21st August, lifting the stock to 99.1% of its 52-week range and 20.0% above its weekly trend line. The move fits a strong U.S. copper group, where all four tracked names have active trend signals. But Share Maestro's read is still balanced, because volume confirmation is moderate, activity pressure is weak, and the stock trades 97.1% above fair value. Key points. 1. SCCO closed at $216 after a 17.0% weekly gain, leaving it just 0.5% below its $217.20 52-week high. 2. The weekly trend backdrop is active, with price 20.0% above the $180 trend line, and active in 47 of the past 52 weeks. 3. U.S. copper context is supportive. 100% trend breadth, 75.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and 100.0% positive relative strength breadth. Across the four name group. 4. Volume was constructive but not decisive, at 6.4 million shares, equal to 1.1 times the 13-week average and 0.8 times the 52-week average. 5. Risk is elevated by valuation distance and volatility. SCCO is 97.1% above Share Maestro fair value, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 7.6%. Price action puts SCCO at the top of its yearly range. Southern Copper finished the latest completed week at $216, up 17.0%, its best weekly return in the recent 26-week sample. The move leaves the copper producer just 0.5% below its $217.20 52-week high and near the very top of its annual range, with the latest close sitting at the 99.1% range position versus a 52-week low of $87.51. Momentum is positive across the main timeframes. SCCO is up 22.6% over 4 weeks, 14.9% over 12 weeks, 11.0% over 26 weeks, and 135.2% over 52 weeks. That gives the stock a strong short-term profile, but the latest jump also raises the bar for follow-through because the price is now 20.0% above the weekly trend line and 97.1% above Share Maestro fair value. Copper group support is stronger than the wider basic materials picture. The sector backdrop is mixed but improving. U.S. basic materials averaged a 4.8% weekly gain and a 14.9% four-week gain, but only 32.0% of the sector group has active weekly trend signals, and just 42.0% shows positive market dynamics. Against that, SCCO ranks in the 94th percentile among 224 U.S. basic materials names on the latest weekly move. The industry read is much cleaner. In the four-stock U.S. copper group, trend breadth is 100.0%, positive market dynamics breadth is 75.0%, and positive relative strength breadth is 100.0%. SCCO led that group on the week, with its 17.0% return, ahead of Arrow Copper at 16.6%, Freeport-McMoRan at 15.3%, and Hudbay Minerals at 12.6%, although it trails Arrow and Hudbay on four-week performance. Signal state is constructive but not fully confirmed. Share Maestro's setup signature is a balanced read, with a composite score of 64. The trend backdrop is active, and price remains comfortably above the weekly trend line, which keeps the regime constructive. Market dynamics are positive at 0.14, and relative strength is positive at 24.61. But the activity pressure signal is listed as no fresh buy, so the latest price move has not yet produced broad confirmation. Volume reinforces that mixed message. SCCO traded 6.4 million shares in the latest week, above the 13-week average of 6.0 million, but below the 52-week average of 7.6 million. A 1.1x volume ratio is enough to show participation improved from the prior two 5.3 million share weeks, but it is not the kind of 1.5x plus expansion that would make the breakout style move more convincing. Risk and what to watch next. The main risk is that the stock has moved quickly into near-record territory without decisive volume confirmation. recent volatility is also above its one-year base, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 7.6% versus 6.5% over 52 weeks. The return profile has been positive overall, with 35 up weeks and 17 down weeks in the year. But the recent sample includes both the latest plus 17.0% week and a minus 15.3% week in March, underscoring how sharp reversals can be in this name. The next read is whether SCCO can hold near the high while activity pressure and volume strengthen. The $180 weekly trend line remains the key regime level for context, while the $217.20 high is the immediate reference point for continuation or exhaustion. Investors should also watch whether the copper industry's strong breadth persists, because SCCO's latest move is much better supported by its industry than by the broader basic materials sector. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.